and that he can hear it, you know, and it's going, mm-hmm. You see houses and things going around inside it. Creepy. What does a policeman carry for protection?
A gun, a nightstick.
What is a nightstick? Would you describe it for me?
Okay, it's a wooden object about 2-3 feet long, and he uses it as a club.
Okay, okay. Is there anything else that's like a nightstick, only smaller?
No.
Okay. What kind of a gun would he have?
A revolver, some kind of pistol.
Okay. Do you know what caliber it is or anything?
No, maybe a .45. Mm-hmm. I feel like something that I'm just telling you and stuff.
Okay.
That all I know about guns.
Have you ever fired a .45?
No.
Okay. What would you call somebody who keeps a job? No, let's start over. Scratch that. How would you call somebody who can't keep a job because he's drunk all the time? I mean, really all the time, you know? Like he's got to have a drink just to keep him on his feet. And then most of the time, maybe he doesn't do anything but just sort of sit around the street, you know, in a bad part of town. And
some alcohol.
Okay. And he, you know, he'll rob a store or something. And
a drunk.
Okay, okay. And what would you call a kind of cheap hotel where people like that would stay?
The hotel.
Okay. Now, what would you call a person who manages to live with his family and, you know, he manages to hold down a job, but just barely, and he still, you know, has to have a drink to get him going in the morning, and he's sort of semi-drunk most of the time?
Alcohol.
Okay. Now, would you call them both alcohol?
I'd call the other one more of a drunk.
Okay. You're going to love this. What are some names for prostitutes? Some other names for prostitutes.
Okay. A hooker, a whore.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. What would you call a building where, or place, you know, where several of them work?
A whorehouse.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
That was real funny. I can't believe that.
I'll have to come through again in a minute.
Yeah, I'll come back through. By that time we'll be off the subject. Sometimes there's a woman who like runs the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you call her?
The madam.
Okay. And then sometimes there's a man who just goes out on the street and solicits business. And what would you call him?
A pimp.
Okay.
Yeah, where's mine?
Okay, off the subject. What would you call, well, sort of, what would you call the worst section of downtown, like the place where these hotels would be and drunks would just sort of sit around, you know, on the steps, and what you see them sometimes, that fish in the evening sort of lying in a door. You know, what would you call it?
Slums.
Okay. What do you call a movie theater where they show pornographic films?
A theater.
Okay, a particular kind of theater?
No, a cheap theater.
Okay, okay. Do you know of any other names for wine?
No.
Okay. What's the kind of shop where I could take my watch and leave it, and they give me a certain amount of money, you know, and then I could either come back and redeem it or what?
A pawn shop.
What?
A pawn shop.
Okay. What are some other words for money? The slang terms.
Bread. Bills. That's all.
Okay. What would you call a person who's hooked on drugs?
An addict.
Okay. And what do you call the person who sells the drugs directly to the addict?
The supplier.
Okay. And